It is Modest with the Back. It is Party 105, and I have some very special guests in the studio. They are from the Girl Scouts, and they are representing Stony Brook Medical Center, and we're going to be talking about cancer awareness. Unfortunately, they did not bring me any cookies. I'm kind of disappointed, but I am happy that they are here to share some very useful knowledge with you. So we have Kelly, Libby, and Analia in the studio. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so tell us about why you guys are here.
So we're here because we are doing our Girl Scout Silver Award project, which is the second highest award in Girl Scouts, and you need a minimum of 50 hours for this project, and how you earn these hours is to have a positive, sustainable impact on a particular issue or a topic that impacts us or our community.
Okay, so what was the topic?
The topic was about sun safety, and with our research and the help of some local organizations, we've attended our local farmers market in West Meadow Beach to educate our community on the dangers of UV rays and how to protect our skin better from sun damage and skin cancers.
Awesome. So how is the community affected by skin cancer? Let's talk about that.
A survey we did showed only 22% of people put sunscreen on every day. Most people actually wait to put on their sunscreen for the pool or the beach. And a fun fact is actually Suffolk and Nassau County is the highest, in the New York State, is the highest number of skin cancers cases.
Wow.
Probably due to being so close to the beaches.
And like you said, people not realizing that, you know, it's not only for when you're by the water to be wearing that stuff, right?
Yeah. And then community prevention, like public sunscreen dispensers and or shade sales, are shown to reduce skin cancer.
So you guys teamed up with Stony Brook for this, huh?
Yeah, we did.
That's awesome. Analia, tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so I'm Analia Trask. I'm the program coordinator for Stony Brook Cancer Center's Cancer Prevention in Action. So we are a grant-funded program from the New York State Department of Health, and we receive funding from New York State and Health Research, Inc. Stony Brook Cancer was awarded this grant to reduce skin cancer through community prevention. So we work throughout Long Island, partnering with local businesses, organizations, and municipalities to adopt sun safety policies and increase community prevention, as well as work with wonderful young ladies like this who are taking action and doing positive things to prevent skin cancer in our community. And for folks who want to learn more or learn more about skin cancer prevention and how to protect yourselves, you can visit takeactionagainstcancer.com.
So now, we're in the wintertime right now. Usually people think about this stuff in the summertime. How concerned should people be about UV radiation at this time of the year?
The sun still emits harmful UV rays even in cold temperatures or when it's cloudy, because the UV rays are not the same as temperature. During the summer, our skin feels the rays a lot quicker than in the winter, which is why we would still recommend SPF or moisturizers in the winter. Some winter weather like snow and ice can even double your exposure to UV radiation because these surfaces are reflective, so the UV rays bounce off the reflection and hit your skin twice.
People don't think about that. It does bounce off of the ice and everything. That's wild. You wouldn't expect to be worrying about something as dangerous UV rays in the wintertime, but like you said, that should be aware of that. How can we protect ourselves from these UV rays at this time of the year?
So prevention is key. So you want to start at an early age with SPF, as one blistering sunburn can actually double the risk of skin cancer.
Wow.
So you want to use an SPF minimum of 15, but some people need higher SPFs, like 50 plus, because of their skin type or other risk factors. Me personally, Libby and I like to use 50.
Wow.
Long sleeve clothing or wide brimmed hats protect the UV rays from being exposed to your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you also want to avoid direct sun at between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And something you want to really avoid is tanning beds. They actually give up a higher level of radiation because they're so close to your body.
Yeah, and that's scary because they're so popular and everybody's using them without realizing the damage they're doing.
I think they should give out a risk factor.
Yeah, so what are some other things you'd like to share with the listeners about this project that you guys are working on, and what are some of the things that you've learned?
Well, we think it's important to see your dermatologist at least once a year because it's important to check your skin regularly and to make sure that your skin is healthy. And even if you use sunscreen every single day and you're super safe in the sun, it's still important to check your skin.
Yeah, so what we are both now 13 and 14, so most of the damage will be done in about 5 or 4 years now, which is the age of 18. So we both feel strongly about getting out the info to our community and to help the younger population to be more proactive on prevention.
That is awesome, guys. Thank you so much for being here. Analia, anything you want to add?
I think the girl said it all. We're just so happy that we have these wonderful young people getting involved because sun safety really does make a difference. It does prevent skin cancer, and skin cancer is the most common cancer in the United States. So we're just so happy that people are getting involved and helping us spread the word. So
13,
thank you.
13 and 14 years old. I got to applaud you guys. This is great that you guys are here doing that. It's
thank
so
you
awesome.
For having us.
Anybody you guys want to shout out? Anybody you want to acknowledge while you're here?
Yeah, probably our parents for supporting us through our whole Silver Award Project and our troop 655
and especially Stony Brook.
Yeah, thank you for sponsoring us.
There you go. Shout out to all the ladies from the Girl Scouts. Shout out to everybody over at Stony Brook.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
You for
take care.
Us.